Welcome to today's brief intelligence session. Just want to put a note out there to the world so that it is clearly understood that CERN in Geneva, Switzerland, bordering the French borderline, this instrument, this technology, is Fallen Watcher technology. It is becoming something that is akin to the construction of the Tower of Babel, where we have thousands of scientists who are coming together and are all of one mind when it comes to achieving, creating this, what has been now termed, spiritual machine. The Large Hadron Collider and all of its associated technologies, ALICE, ATLAS, the White Rabbit, all these different parts and components, collectively together, it is being considered a spiritual machine. It is a spiritual machine. This is how the secular world sees it. So little does the secular world know, but it has itself now tapped into the viewpoint and vision of the prophets of old, who prophesied about this type of thing taking place on earth. The scriptures clearly say that the Nephilim, the B'nai HaElohim, were on earth in those days, meaning the pre-diluvian world, before the flood. And the scripture goes on to say this specific detail, and they were on the earth also afterwards. And then we have Yeshua, who said it will be as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. So we are going to go backwards into the sins of the pre-diluvian world. So CERN is a spiritual machine. We already know that on April 8th, there is going to be an eclipse that's going to create an X across North America. It will intersect in Nineveh. We just finished celebrating Pesach, March 24th, as a result of the new moon that took place on March 10th. However, it will be celebrated again April 22nd. This year, and the Hebrew New Year, according to the Hebrew calendar, according to the Hebrew customs, and according to my Hebrew people, we will adhere to the instructions of the Most High. We will follow and execute and meet Yahweh at his appointed moed, appointment. We adhere to all of his customs and traditions, his set-apart feasts. We do not follow any of the traditions and customs of the Roman Catholicos Ecclesia, the Roman Catholic Church, or the Protestant Church, or any church at all. We follow the instructions of Yahweh and the one whom he has sent, Yeshua, who himself was not a Christian, nor a practitioner of a religion. No, he was not Jewish, and no, he did not practice Judaism. Yeshua said, I came to fulfill that which Yahweh laid down. So we practice Messianic Yahwism. I said, we practice Messianic Yahwism. And we adhere to the teachings of our master, who is Yeshua HaMashiach, the one who laid down his life for our sins, and has risen in power, and has returned back to the glory that he had with the Father, as the power of the Father before the world was, as we find written in Yohanan, John, chapter 17. Yeshua said, "Restore unto me the glory that I had with you before the world was." Proverbs says that at the beginning of the creation of all things, wisdom was brought forth. This wisdom was the Word, and the Word is Yeshua. Hamimra, Aramaic. Anyway, let us move on. Two more things we want to say about CERN, which is a spiritual machine. They're going to fire up the LHC, Hadron Collider, and smash protons together to create and generate an energy field, hoping to lay hold of dark matter on that day, the same day of the eclipse, the same day that it is believed that spiritual portals are more sensitive to opening. A time when it's said that the veil and threshold which holds back entities from other dimensions is said to be on the day of an eclipse to be weaker. So it seems like CERN has coordinated their operation with the diminishing of the spiritual veil, hoping to bring over into this dimension something from over in another dimension, or parallel universe, or multiverse. Do these things exist? Yes, they do exist. Before any large Hadron Collider was built, the book of Hebrews already tells you that the worlds were created via the Word, via the Son, which is a code word for power, the right hand of the Most High, El Elyon, El Shaddai. It is by the word of the Most High that the worlds, atoms, subatomic particles, all energy fields, everything that allows existence to be, is held together by the power and the Word of the Most High. We just want to mention, for all the theoretical physicists out there, something that was published March 23rd, 2015, and was noted by Sarah Knapton, the science editor for the London Telegraph. The title of a paper that was written is called "The Big Bang Theory Could Be Debunked by the Large Hadron Collider. Scientists at CERN Could Prove the Controversial Theory of Rainbow Gravity, which suggests that the universe stretches back into time infinitely with no Big Bang." I repeat, the rainbow gravity theory suggests that the universe stretches back into time infinitely. Well, you know, the book of Micah does let us know that Yeshua's goings forth is from eternity. And the things that he created also goes back in the direction towards eternity past. So even the scriptures tells you what the scientists today happen to believe is the case. They believe in rainbow gravity. And no, this has nothing to do with the corrupt, sadistic, satanic, Luciferian, powered movement of the LGBTQT, ABCDEFG. The rainbow theory, controversial rainbow gravity theory, suggests that the universe stretches back into time infinitely with no Big Bang. No Big Bang. Besides, the scientists at CERN, they tell you that they're searching and seeking and looking to recreate the first moments after the Big Bang, but no, they're actually trying to achieve and acquire things far darker and deeper and more spiritual than that. The Large Hadron Collider has also been able to detect miniature black holes, which could prove the existence of parallel universes, dimensions, multiverses, and show that the Big Bang did not happen. There are many scientists at CERN who believe this, and this was published March 23rd, 2015. And then we have something that we'll discuss later. Another interesting article called A Temple to Mystery and Imagination by Jonathan Glancy from The Guardian London, published June 29th, 2008. As it has been said in the article, CERN is a place of mystery and imagination as well as mathematics, physics, and imaginative engineering that promises to take us on a journey into the realm of the spiritual. CERN is going to take us on a journey into the realm of the spiritual. Despite the fact that it's built on Apollyakram, which is associated with Apollyon, which in Hebrew is Abaddon, which is a reference to the destroyer, despite the fact that they have Shiva doing the dance of destruction, and that they've done mock rituals outside of, before the presence of Shiva. Oh, see, it's all spiritually connected. CERN is trying to open gateways and summons the principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and wickedness in high places that we find written in Ephesians chapter 6. That's exactly what they're looking for. And that's exactly what they're going to get. The Bible specifically and clearly and emphatically talks about entities coming up out of the pit, which is a dimension, portal, black hole, hybrid entities, chimeric entities, tormenting entities. Read your Bible. Meanwhile, we also have NASA, which in Hebrew means to lift up and fly, lift off of the ground and ascend. But anyway, NASA is also sending discs depicting the essence of humanity to the moon, as if they truly understand the essence of humanity. They don't. They don't understand the essence of the Most High who created humanity either.